Exploring Science in the Sea. If you like oysters, some researchers in Virginia have some good news for you. Restored oyster reefs can return to good health in just a few years. Oyster populations have plummeted by about 85% over the past 200 years, the result of over-harvesting, pollution, and other problems. Yet oyster reefs provide many important benefits. The reefs are close to shore, so they can reduce coastal erosion, and the oysters feed by filtering tiny organisms from the water. As they do so, they also filter out silt and debris, so they make the water cleaner. Finally, the reefs provide habitat for crabs and fish. From 2003 to 2019, researchers studied 70 reefs along the coast of Virginia. Most of the reefs had been restored in recent years by dumping oyster shells on old reef sites. Young oysters then settled onto the new homesteads. The scientists compared the health of the restored reefs to that of natural reefs, some quite close to the restored ones. They found that restored reefs can recover in a hurry. On average, they were producing commercial-size oysters within about 3 years. And within about 6 years, the restored reefs had as many oysters as the natural ones, and the populations were just as steady. The reefs also had as many mud crabs, which feed on the oysters and hide between them, an important part of the reef ecosystem. So oysters can make a quick turnaround as long as they have a solid place to live. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Science in the Sea is part of the Texas Podcast Network, The Conversations Changing the World, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. Any opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the University of Texas at Austin.